Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The proposed Employment Non-Discrimination Act is a tragedy, and it must not pass. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We'll talk about this with Matt Barber. This particular law, Matt, purports to be a non-discrimination law that would include sexual orientation, and also now in the versions that are being discussed by this administration, gender identity, which is a broad term. But the problem is that these particular laws, if it were put into the Federal Employment Non-Discrimination Act, along with Title VII, such as race and other kinds of non-discrimination categories, would ultimately be used as a billy club against people of faith and moral values to promote gender identity, transsexuality, transvestitism, and literally any bizarre kinds of complications that you could imagine.
Well, it'd be the death knell to religious freedom, and that's why ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, so-called, has always been the crown jewel of the radical sexual anarchist progressive left. They want to get this in place because they realize that it would make sacrosanct all forms of sexual perversion to the detriment of those who want to exercise and live out their lives and carry out their faith and operate their businesses according to their principles and morals and our historical mores here in the United States. ENDA would bring all of that to a close and would compel, under penalty of law, every single business across America to observe and accept and celebrate the postmodern concept of sexual relativism. Anything goes, and ENDA would make that the law of the land.
Well, let's look at something before you even get to ENDA, and ENDA would accelerate this and give you a federal basis to actually do some of these things that have already happened. You've got thuggery that's taking place with regards to Mozilla firing the CEO, Brendan Eich, who after just 2.5 weeks, they learned that he had given a donation in support of marriage as one man and one woman through the Proposition 8 campaign in California. But that was 5 years
right
before. So he gave a contribution 5 years before, 2.5 weeks into his CEO position. Someone discovers that and makes it known, and he's removed as the CEO of Mozilla.
This is why the use of the term homofascism has caught on nationwide, and people are starting to use that term regularly because they're thugs. The homosexual agenda, I don't mean people who identify as gay or lesbian or themselves. We're talking about a political fascist movement here, the LGBT political movement. They are absolute thugs. And this past year or so, more than ever in our history, we've seen case after case after case that proves that reality.
And then you've got tyranny with Senior Master Sergeant Philip Monk. He declined to support same-sex marriage, and he found himself relieved of his duties. And he is a victim of this so-called homofascist agenda that's taking place. But he was there in Texas and was relieved. I know the Sergeant Monk's pastor. I've talked to him several times over this. And here's a veteran, a person who loves the United States, serves in the military, and was removed of a position because of his position on homosexuality, believing that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Well, and did we not cry from the rooftops that that would happen when and if Obama homosexualized the military, which is what he did by lifting the don't ask, don't tell compromise? And so we have seen, a military that used to recognize honor, dignity, things of that nature, now recognizes, has flipped it on its head. And now perversion is the order of the day instead of honor, dignity, service, and so forth.
And you also have Craig James. He was fired by Fox Sports. Sometimes you think of Fox as the conservative alternative, but not so much all the time. Fox Sports fired him after a single day on the job, his first day on the job, because of his views on marriage as the union of one man and one woman. He expressed those views months earlier as a candidate for the United States Senate, a view that's shared by millennia of people. And he was fired as a sportscaster.
This is political correctness run amok in the United States of America, Matt. It is a barrier to truth, is political correctness, and it is a barrier to freedom. It is a freedom killer. And the progressive left insists that it's their way or the highway.
And then you have the bullying, of course, with GLAAD, which is a homosexual organization. They petitioned the HDTV to force them to cancel a brand new reality show, Flip It Forward, with David and Jason Benham, because they're Christians, they're pro-life, and they believe in natural marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Now, David and Jason are graduates of Liberty University. Yeah. Their father, Flip Benham, is someone who's well known in the pro-life arena. You have actually been with David and Jason. No,
I know them. They are great guys. These two don't have an ounce of hate in a single fiber of their being. We were together with Dr. Michael Brown at a Rally God Has a Better Way, about 500 of us passing out water bottles with Bible verses to homosexuals at their Pride event in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I saw these guys interact with homosexuals who were spitting at them, yelling at them. I thought some people were going to get physical with them and me and others, yet these guys comported themselves with honor, with dignity, and in a way that represents Christ in a very positive manner.
And, you know, when it comes to the place where you can't have a reality show, they've already were set for this. They are in the real estate market, and they're already set to have this reality show, and HDTV stops the reality show because of the fact that they believe in marriage as one man and one woman. Unbelievable. Well, those are some situations that Mozilla CEO being fired, Sergeant Monk being demoted because of his position on marriage. You have Craig James being fired from being a sportscaster at Fox Sports. And you also have David and Jason Benham, their show Flip It Forward, being canceled because of their views on abortion and homosexuality and same-sex marriage. Well, those would escalate under the so-called ENDA, E-N-D-A, Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It would strip Americans of their religious beliefs or their values or their rights and force people across the country to accept a radical homosexualized agenda. In fact, President Obama is trying to implement parts of it by executive order. He's now said that any federal contract, any contractor that works with the federal government, has to act as though this applies to them. And that affects 16 million contractors already across America. This is just by executive order.
Well, we've already seen that this president is going to do what he's going to do. Forget about what the law says. Forget about separation of powers. He is a full wholesale cheerleader for the homosexual activist lobby and their homosexualist agenda. He has signed off on every demand and intends to implement every demand, even if he has to do it unconstitutionally and unilaterally.
Well, the Senate has previously passed a version of ENDA, and the U.S. House bill currently has about 200 or more co-sponsors, which is dangerously close to getting a majority of the House. So this thing could easily go through both the House and the Senate if presented again, and there is effort going on right now to do just that, and this president wants to make sure that this is something happens before he leaves office. You can go to libertycouncil.com for more information on this and other issues. At libertycouncil.com, you can sign up for our activist emails, and there we're going to have some emails with regards to the Employment Non-Discrimination Act and other topics as well. For more information, you can also go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Continue to be part of this ministry through prayers and through financial support, but do something and make a difference in your community. Again, you can go to lc.org for more information. You can call us at 800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776. This Employment Non-Discrimination Act is a serious threat to our freedom. It would force employers to allow men to use the women's changing room, to allow men to use the women's restroom. You would not be able to have any discretion over that. You wouldn't be able to even ask them. You wouldn't be able to even direct them to another place innocently, because someone might think that that is discrimination to do so. This is a bill that is not needed, and it's a bill that will be used to bully and push forward this anti-liberty, anti-freedom agenda that we see happening across the country. For more information, call us today at 800-671-1776. Visit lc.org. Continue to remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial support. You can support us online, or you can call us today to learn about other ways in which you can support Liberty Counsel.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.